You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Saratoga Springs, Utah PD stopped driver Jacob Johnson, concerned he's under the influence. When an officer approaches the car, they immediately note an unconscious, bloody woman in the back seat. Dead. Her wounds consistent with homicide. Johnson admits it's his ex-girlfriend, Summer Roney, age 30.
Nancy Roney's body is found in a cardboard box with an extension cord wrapped around her neck and multiple bruises and lacerations on her arms, legs, and head. In Johnson's car, investigators find a steel hammer, an 8-inch fixed-blade knife, several hatchets, a red gas can, and a bottle of bleach. A search of Johnson's home reveals blood in several locations and on several items, a baseball bat, and an empty bottle of bleach. Friends of the on-and-off-again couple describe Johnson as a hothead who had been physically violent with Roney before.
Jacob Johnson, 31, now charged with murder. Octavia Wells, trying to score fentanyl, sends a text to her drug dealer. But guess what? The text ends up going to a deputy at Bay County Sheriff's. None the wiser, Wells sets up a rendezvous with the officer, a.k.a. drug dealer, at a Florida gas station. Wells arrives right on time, and the second she hands over a wad of cash, a NARC team swarms the gas station to arrest her. Octavia Wells, 41, old enough to know better, charged with unlawful use of a communication device and possession of drug paraphernalia. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Two men have been sentenced to state prison for their roles in a case connected to the killing of former General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter. 19-year-old Leonel Gutierrez was sentenced to 4 years after pleading no contest to grand theft and attempted robbery. 22-year-old Frank Olano, who was not present during the crime, received 5 years and 8 months for being an accessory and receiving stolen property. The 37-year-old Wachter was fatally shot on May 25th when he interrupted three men stealing a catalytic converter from his car in downtown Los Angeles. Two other suspects, Robert Barcelo and Sergio Estrada, both 18, have been charged with his murder and are awaiting trial. Police say Wachter had just left work at a rooftop bar when he confronted the thieves, one of whom shot and killed him. The suspects were arrested in August after months of investigation and public appeals for information. A nearly decade-old sexual assault case is making headlines at this hour as a California man accused of attacking a Pennsylvania college student in 2013 has been extradited from France to face charges. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner now takes an in-depth look at the story of persistence, justice, and international cooperation.
After 3 years on the run, 31-year-old Ian Cleary is back on American soil, extradited from France to face charges of sexually assaulting a fellow student at Gettysburg College in 2013. Cleary of Saratoga, California, was apprehended in April in Metz, France, following an international search. The case has drawn attention for both its persistence and delays. Former Gettysburg student Shannon Keeler, who was 18 at the time of the alleged assault, says the extradition renews her faith in the justice system. According to court documents, Cleary is accused of stalking Keeler at a college party before entering her dorm and assaulting her. The alleged crime was followed by years of silence until Keeler uncovered disturbing Facebook messages in 2021, reportedly sent by Cleary's account, saying, quote, "So I raped you, and I'll never do it to anyone ever again." Local authorities had been reluctant to pursue charges in the years following the assault, but the discovery of the messages and Keeler's persistence ultimately led to a felony warrant in 2021. Police later verified the messages were sent from Cleary's account. Cleary, a Gettysburg College student at the time of the alleged assault, left campus shortly after the incident. His extradition follows a French appeals court ruling in a coordinated effort by U.S. and French authorities.
Sarah Gallagher, 44, lives in Lantana, Florida with her 9-year-old pit bull, Cooper. She wishes her mom in Pennsylvania happy birthday on the phone. A week later, no one can reach Sarah. Brother Joe requests a welfare check. Police say it didn't appear she's home. Her house is locked. Two more trips with no answer. Sarah's family reports her missing. Police find surveillance video of Sarah on a walk with Cooper a week after she spoke to mom. last seen at the intersection of Hyperluxo Road and Eastview Drive near the Hive restaurant. It appears she took Cooper on a walk and never came back. No dogs matching Cooper's description picked up by local shelters. Sarah Gallagher, 5'7", 120 pounds, shoulder-length brown hair, brown eyes, a tattoo on her ankle. Cooper the dog, tan with white splotches and socks, and a black nose. If you have info on Sarah Gallagher, please call Palm Beach, Florida County Sheriff's 561-688-3000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.